This is it. The hunt is finally over. I can't believe it. Everything I want is on the other side of this door. It's showtime. Where are you? Come on. Don't be timid. I traveled all this way to find you. I know you're here. I tracked you through cities and forests like you were an outlaw. It was so much work. Are you hiding under the bed like a scaredy cat? Come out, wherever you are. It's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you. Where's my sweet little rival? Come on. You can't hide forever. Oh, there you are, hiding behind the curtain. Oh, you look so cute in the moonlight. I've got you cornered now. Did those goons I hired to chase you down wear you out? You poor thing. You've been hunted for so long, you haven't had a chance to sleep, have you? There isn't a drop of magic left in you. I can see it in your eyes. Let me hold your chin. I want to savor this moment. I've laid awake for many nights dreaming of having you completely at my mercy like this. That's the joy of having enough coin. I can hire people to do my dirty work for me. What? I cheated by hiring them? You fool. There's no rules in a magical rivalry. Watch your tongue. I am the victor here. Now, I don't want to burn your pretty face with my magic, so have a seat on the bed. You look tired. You really should take better care of yourself. Good. Now you look like a proper captive audience. Oh, I wish I'd brought in rope. Oh well. You're probably wondering why me and the men I hired stalked you across half the empire. And cornered you in this dingy little inn, defenseless and depleted. What? I'm obsessed with you. You just don't understand the nature of our rivalry. Why would you say that? Have you been talking to other girls? I thought I told you what would happen if... Never mind. This is my moment. I've chased you down because of this book. Tremble in fear. Oh, you recognize it, don't you? I can see your eyes growing wide. No, they're wide, even though you're very tired. Shut up, I'm talking. Yes, this is your personal journal. I stole it last month when we met at the royal banquet. Oh, it wasn't easy.
but the cover is covered in arcane wards. Even I have to congratulate you on the work you've done on them. I couldn't break these wards, and neither could the other 7 wizards I contracted. It's very frustrating. You frustrate me, you know that? It's been agony having all of your secrets at my fingertips and not being able to read them. And that's why I've hunted you. You're going to break the wards on your journal. Then I'm going to lay bare all of your secrets. You seem very calm. You're probably just in shock. Now don't make me burn your beautiful face. Open the wards. I want to spill every dirty secret you have. Ah, well, you complied so quickly. This is great. It's good to know when you're beat. Thank you for saving my valuable time. Shall we begin? Oh, I'm so excited. I see my name on this page. You did write about me. I knew you did. Now, let me see. Blah, 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 arcane theorem. What you had for breakfast. Deja, my self-described rival. Excuse you? Self-described? I am your rival. Your greatest one. You're just deluded. Don't you know the quality of a person depends on the quality of their enemies? You should be flattered by my attention. Ahem. Deja. My rival is plotting something. She's been too quiet at this ball and hasn't attempted to duel me or bait me. Ah, to see your suffering on the pages. It's delicious. The anticipation was killing you, of course. Let me continue. I don't know what Deja is after, but I hope we get the chance to speak. I worry about her. I think she is lonely. Lonely? How dare you debase me in your own private journal? I don't need friends. I'm going to be the greatest sorceress the world has ever seen. You're lucky I even spend my precious time with you. Why are you handing me your book back? You want me to keep reading? Fine, but only because I'm so unaffected by your words and I'm feeling generous. I'm not lonely. I'm not lonely. That's such a silly thing to say. Deja could have many friends if she wanted. She's brilliant, and her eyes light up when she talks about magic. It's enchanting, and I admire her ambition. Ah, well, I'm not blushing. I like the way your handwriting looks. It's very elegant and just a bit twisted. Like you. Oh, but I like the twisted bit the best. I saw that enchantment you did. On that merchant who was overcharging the priestesses. Yeah, in the town with the really big, tacky fountain. And the haunted bakery. Really? Someone fixed it? Hmm.
Well, that merchant was a piece of work. And you made all of his coins smell like rotten onion. He's all but ruined now. No one will trade with him. Yes, I loved it. You're twisted, like I said. No, I didn't fix it for the merchant when he asked me. He can go to hell. I'm going to sit beside you. You like me back? Well, that's too bad. I don't like you. Listen to me carefully. I don't like you. I want to possess you. I don't want love. I don't need it. I want ownership. Why? Because you're gifted. You wield magic like it comes from within you. You're beautiful, and I've been mesmerized by you since the moment we first met. But you're also very powerful, and that means you're in need of conquest. And I think you're twisted enough to want that as well. Why else would you be so calm about me reading your journal? About being threatened? You have the most incredible eyes. Keep looking at me. You look so tired. It's okay. Lay back. Close your eyes. I'll keep you safe. I'm the only threat you've ever had, so don't worry about anything else. Now, relax the space between your eyes. Good. Take a deep breath in, as deep as you can. Hold it. And now release in a slow exhale. Well done. And again, a deep breath in. Hold. And a slow release. Feel the weight of the mattress under you. The breath in your lungs. The weight of your limbs. You're safe. Get some sleep. I'll watch over you, and I'll see you in the morning. Good night.